Philippians 2:5. Have you found it yet? Wait up, I'm on my way. Notice what Philippians 2:5 says. I'm in the King James now. Ooh. Let this mind be in you. Have this kind of attitude. Jesse, the planner, said, you better be careful how you mess with them black men. They got an attitude. So they got an attitude. And he right. Let this mind be where? In you. Let this kind of attitude be in you. Once you find out who you are, you carry that kind of attitude, that kind of mindset. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but did what? Made himself of no reputation, but and took upon him what? The form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of who? And being found in the fashion as a man, being found in the fashion as a man, what happened? He did what? Humble himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has what? Highly exalted him and given him a name which is above how many names? How many names? That at the name of Jesus, every who knee shall bow. A thing maybe around Houston, or maybe a few things in Tupelo, or you might get a few things to happen in Calhoun City. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and things where? In heaven, and things in earth. Oh, you mean even under the earth? You mean under the earth? You mean the name of Jesus can handle things under the earth? Do you understand how powerful you are? Since you don't know, I'm going to give you a little more. Look at Ephesians 3:14. I'm going to read the 14th verse and amplify, and I'll switch right back, okay? For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, by which you are built together. I'm going to say it again. Built together. I want to ask you, what makes this building our sanctuary at this present time? Everything in here is built together from the front to the back. And we call this whole building Christian Fellowship Church, because it's built together. You understand? Talking about spiritual things. Understand the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ. If you're built together in Christ, then you are who he is. You wouldn't come up and say, well, this is a Christian Fellowship Church. That's Second Baptist right there at that window. And that Porter Chapel over there. You say, what's wrong with it? That's what, this is the way people operate in the realm of spirit because they don't understand spiritual things. When you understand, I am just like him. My thing is, I got to educate my mind, renew my mind and get that knowledge in my spirit.
Yes.
So I can operate like him.
Yes.
He said, for this cause, he said, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 15. Of whom every family, how many families? Every family in where? Heaven and on earth is named. Now you wouldn't walk up to me, say, look at him, here comes Jimmy in his head. Or here comes Jimmy in his left leg. You would say, there comes Jimmy. Or some of you say, there comes Pastor. Wouldn't you say it? God has joined us together, and you and I have been given that name, and we have been named that name. We are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head. We carry that name. That name belongs to us. We have a right to use it, as I said earlier, in prayer. We have a right to use it against demons and devils and all the work, because that name will do to the devil what Jesus did, because that's who he is.